It's Sunday. It's Radio Netherlands. It's the Happy Station with your host, Pete Myers.
The other day, I went to see the film Mrs. Doubtfire, and I thought Robin Williams was simply marvellous as a woman. I have the video of Tootsie, and Dustin Hoffman was equally convincing as a dame. And of course, in Some Like It Hot, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon were way ahead of their time, exploring the feminine side of their nature. Now, as you know, cross-dressing is all the rage in the 90s, and men have been urged to get in touch with their feminine instincts and emotions. And this has become so fashionable that men have begun raiding women's wardrobes and enjoying the total reality of being a woman. And so today, I have decided to join the 90s and explore the joys of womanhood. Naturally, I couldn't do this on my own. No, no. And I have invited my sidekick, my loyal follower, Jonathan Grubert, to share this experience with me.
On one condition.
What?
No G-string.
Oh, no, dear boy. In fact, I dashed over to Paris last weekend, and I spent a fortune on the sort of wardrobe, you know, I thought would go with your age and image. It's all here in the bag, look. But first, the essentials. Do you want to be blonde, redhead, or brunette?
Oh, blonde. After all, gentlemen prefer blondes.
Okay, and here is your Michelle Pfeiffer special, all blonde. And I'll have the Sophia Loren reject, you know, more for my age group. And then from Versace, I got these purple pantyhose with the studs. Do you like this?
I love it.
Well, they should go, you know, with these Vivian Westwood boots with the platform heels, just like Naomi Campbell wore.
No, great colors.
Really, you like this? Clumpy,
green
clumpy.
And orange. That
those
is
great
very
colors.
Nice.
And how about this leather miniskirt from Yves Saint Laurent? You know, with the matching leather jacket and studded slave collar.
Oh, this is too much. Now, what about the bra?
The bra? What size?
Triple D cup, I think.
One triple D cup coming up. Oh, and this is, oh, by the way, I was telling you, this is the new special bra, you know, that pushes them up and gives you fantastic cleavage.
Like Dolly Parton.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And over here, this is your black silk tank top with the bare midriff, so you can put a diamond in your navel.
Well, I'm not the diamond type. How about a ruby?
One ruby coming up, my dear boy. And here's all the other essentials I got here. You know, lipstick and, what's this, mascara, lip liner, gloss, even hairspray.
There goes the ozone layer.
Why bother? I mean, after the show, there goes our careers.
You know, I've got to hand it to you. Mm? You have taste. I mean, if I was a woman, this is exactly how I'd like to look. I mean, it's modern, vivacious, it's perfect for my age group. What are you wearing?
Well, you know, it was much more difficult because, you know, I had to take my age into consideration. And at my age, a woman should aim, you know, for chic and style. So I picked up this pink Chanel suit with the black ribbing, and it cost a fortune.
So what? Coco is forever.
That's what I thought. A simple white blouse, comfortable Gucci shoes with sensible heels, and a string of Japanese pearls.
No pantyhose?
No. You know, I'm old-fashioned. I got these silk stockings and suspenders.
Very elegant. My mother would love it.
Well, mine will be turning in her grave, but she always wanted a daughter, you know. So at long last, Mom, your wish comes true.
Now, what about a handbag?
Thought about that. Take your pick. I've got two models here. The over-the-shoulder Princess Di model and the on-the-arm like Queen Liz model.
I'll take the Di.
Oh, that makes me a queen. Now, there's another important thing. You need a woman's name. Now, have you got one?
Maxine.
Yes,
Maxine. You know, like the Andrews sisters was Maxine, Laverne, and Shirley, or whatever their name was. But, you know, Maxine is the one with the biggest boobs. Well, right. I have the biggest boobs.
Oh, right. D-cup type. Okay.
What about you?
Well, actually, I'm more elegant. I've always fancied the name Clarissa. It has style and grace, you know, and sort of goes with this outfit, don't you think, you know?
Okay, Maxine and Clarissa. But, I mean, what have we got to do?
Well, first of all, you see, we got to get changed, and then we just do the show like we always do. Only you have to think, you have to react, respond, do everything like a woman.
Explore my feminine side.
Exactly.
Well, which side is that?
Which side do you dress?
On the left.
Then it's the right side. That's the feminine side your tailor never measures. Okay, I'm going to put on this record, and that will give us a, you know, time to change. And after that, it's
Maxine
and Clarissa all the way.
There is nothing like a day. Nothing in the world. There is
restless, we feel blue.
We feel lonely and in brief, we feel every kind of feeling.
But the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world.
Has a soft and wavy frame like the silhouette of a dame.
There is absolutely nothing like the frame of a dame.
So suppose a dame ain't bright, or completely free from flaws,
or as faithful as a bird dog,
or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they got.
Looks like a day. There are no drinks like a day. Nothing thinks like a day. Nothing acts like a day. Or attracts like a day.
Adore those old show songs. Nothing like a dame. I remember my father singing that when I was growing up in Brooklyn. What show is it from, Clarissa? Kiss Me, Kate, or Oklahoma? It sounds like something from your generation. Clarissa! Clarissa!
One minute, darling. I'm just putting the finishing touches to my lips. There. Do you like the colour? Flaming chartreuse. It's, you know, it's all the rage in Rome. What were you saying?
Is that song from Kiss Me, Kate, or Oklahoma?
Neither, dear. It's from South Pacific, girl. Rodgers and Hammerstein first saw the light of day in 1954.
A few years after you, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my dear, when I first saw the light of day, we were still in the grip of the Ice Age. That's a little joke. Now, what have you got on the agenda today?
Clarissa, honey, I know you don't want to be reminded, but I have a little note here from that delightful man, Pete Myers.
Where did he put it?
In my cleavage.
I knew that's the sort of thing he would do. The man has no morals, you know. A total degenerate. What does it say?
It says, it's the old Big's birthday today, so don't forget to make a fuss of her. She'll lie about her age, been doing it for years. But just remember, those once dangerous curves that enticed many a man to his downfall have now become extended detours.
Let me see this note.
Love, Pete.
Typical. Just the sort of thing one has learned to expect from a lame, chauvinistic pig like him. You know, he's just upset because I keep refusing his advances, you know. Well, let's face it, darling. He has an enormous chip on his shoulder, but that's to be expected because, you know, from the neck up, there's nothing but wood. Yes, but it is true. It is my birthday.
Oh, Clarissa, happy birthday!
Oh! Kate, you're messing my hair. You've messed my hair,
oh, I'm
dear.
I'm sorry. I know you hate that.
Put the spray on a little bit here. Ruined it, dear.
Looks better.
Spent hours at the dresser for this show.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you, darling.
I know this is a leading question, but are you going public with your age?
Well, let's just say, darling, that I've reached the age when any man looks back at me, he looks good.
I just want everyone to know that in spite of the years, you still look a million.
Oh, thank you, Maxine.
Every year of it.
We've had some marvelous cards for you, honey. There's one here from that regular listener, Harry Collier in England. On the front it says, "How come you look so good for your age?" And when you open it up, there is the answer. It's because in the good old days, they made things to last.
Well, I tell you, darling, Chippendale and Clarissa, we go on forever.
And then you got this lovely card from Ken and Sally Sneed in Nashville, Tennessee. It says, "Happy birthday to someone who's sophisticated, cultured, good-natured, intelligent, charming, in fact, a lot like us."
Couldn't agree more.
But when you open it up, it's a picture of two hillbillies.
I adore Tennessee humor, don't you? But they're a darling couple, really, you know, and Sal would just die to get into this outfit I've got on today. I tell you, Sal, it's a genuine Chanel from Paris, France.
And from Bardez Goa, their cute dear man, Lovell Pinto, also sent you a card. It reads, "Dearest Clarissa, if your birthday party gets to be a drag, here's something which might help it spring back to life."
What is it?
A spring.
A spring?
Yes, a genuine spring. And it says, "Tie this to your feet and hop along with the best." I like this guy. He's got a sense of humor.
Well, actually, it's all he's got going for him, darling. So don't, you know, don't build up his hopes by flattering him. Play him a record. He'll love that. Something, you know, to remind him what a wonderful sex we are.
Got just the thing here, Claire.
Wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 24 shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I can rub and scrub till this old house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. 'Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Come to me sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me all hexed up, you know I'm gonna break the spell. If you come to me hungry, you know I'm gonna fill you full of grits. If it's love and you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering bits. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. $20 gold piece says there ain't nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you. 'Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. And that's all.
Dear, dear Peggy Lee, you know, I used to have all her records when I was a young girl.
Vinyl or shellac?
I'll ignore that, Bob, and move to this divine letter from Srivanas Jaltaru in Adulabad, India, who says he's 19, lovely age, and a student at the Osmana University, and that he'd like me to answer a few questions.
Well, the first one is, are you a vegetarian? Or a non-vegetarian?
Oh, absolutely non-vegetarian, darling. Women of my age wouldn't dream of giving up meat. Chicken, turkey, pheasant, duck. Long as it's meat on two legs, well, I'm game.
Then he wants to know, what is the secret of your gorgeous, handsome figure?
Oh, how sweet of him to notice. Yes, actually, though, Joan Collins and I have managed to defy time by keeping our youthful figures. Exercise, exercise, exercise. I mean, I have the Jane Fonda video, which proves, you know, that a good burnout can get you Ted Turner anytime.
Wait a second. You mean you've never had any plastic surgery? A few tucks here and there.
A few tucks? No, darling. The cheekbones kept me out of Silicon Valley. But I do admit to an implant or two. You know, when I was lost in Rio, I had an uplift.
I hear most girls do when they fly down to Rio.
That's true, darling. Absolutely divine men. You must get there sometime. However, they have these marvelous doctors who really know how to restore girls' confidence.
Oh, you went all the way to Rio to have your confidence restored?
Not exactly, dear. I had my boobs refurbished. Firm as the Rock of Gibraltar. And wonderful when you go swimming, you know. They keep you afloat.
And one final question from young Srivenas. He writes, how old are you, Clarissa? Oh, and please mention your birth date.
The 17th of April, darling. There, it's mentioned. You know, I do adore Indian men. They're so inquisitive. Anyway, I was brought up at an era when it was impolite to ask a woman's age.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Srivenas would also like to congratulate that nice Eric Boshima for all those wonderful documentaries he made on South Asia. He says, well done, Eric. Hats off to you.
Well, I tell you, Max, if I was 20 years younger, I'd take everything off for Eric. He's such a talented, glamorous young man.
And what a bod. I'd kill to get my hands on those biceps.
Strange. I always thought you modern girls had lower expectations.
Yeah, well, that too. Now, he reminds me of Michelangelo's David. Broad shoulders, narrow waist, snake hips, athlete's thighs, and that faraway look in his eyes.
Haven't you forgotten something?
Well, I wouldn't know. My statue comes with a fig leaf. Bought it from a Mormon in Salt Lake City, and they fig leaf everything.
Of course, he's never here, girl. You know, constantly running off to exotic places, getting mugged and churning out endless prize-winning shows. No time for romance. A workaholic, darling. Total waste of time. Mind you, there's always that thin one. You know, the one who does that Saturday show
with
the sexy... Yes, the sexy ball patch.
Robert, Rob, Bobby, Bob. Oh, there is something so homey about him.
Yes.
He's like an old pipe in a wooden parlor. Tall, thin, smart, and Jewish, too. A cut above the rest. Or below, as it were. And El Spato de Baldo, I gush.
Oh, my darling, my heart is absolutely breaking for you, you know. Another lost case, unfortunately. He's married, you know. Happily married too, talks about his wife constantly and sounds interesting. And take it from me, one should avoid married men like the plague.
Oh, that's such a drag. But you know, in a peculiar sort of way,
mm-hmm.
I've also had carnal thoughts about Jonathan Marks.
Oh, my God! You're unbelievable! I mean, apart from Ginger De Silva and his darling wife Marion, a dear friend of mine, no woman has had carnal thoughts about Jonathan Marks for years. And now you come along and drop this bombshell, do tell.
Well, you know, it's those brains of his. You know, the brains and the passion. The crazy look in his eye when he monitors Radio Albania. You know, it's like a tanned matador facing down the advance of a 2-ton charging side of beef. Or is it the other way around? Olay, 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 sweep
well,
me away.
Waste of time, darling, no lays there, because he's another lost case, happily married. Goes him to his wife, 3 adorable children, computer and satellite dish every night. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Meow.
Well, actually, as a rule, you know, I advise all you young girls to keep clear of married men. But, you know, a little secret, I must admit, there is one I'd sacrifice my reputation for.
Who?
Well, unfortunately, he's married to Anne Blair Gould, and you know what she's like, darling. Never lets him out of her sight.
Possessive.
Oh, never lets him out of her duvet. I mean, when she's not doing her research file, she's researching him, and at 6'2", there's an awful lot to research,
you?
I tell you.
Woo, got that right.
Oh, Maxime, I don't know. Where are the good men these days? Where are they? Where are they?
Beats me.
Well, at least on CD, we've got 3 here that I rather fancied in my younger days.
Baby, stronger than a knife.
us real men from the outbacks of Australia, the Bee Gees. And the woman in you brings out the man in me. I tell you, darling, I used to be insane about the tall one of the group, you know, with the skin-tight pants and the castrato voice. What was his name? Was it Barry?
Well, yeah, well, they're all called Barry or Neville if they come from Australia. Just for the record, Clarissa, and I hope you don't mind me asking this, but you know this place, it's riddled with gossip. But is it true that you have been having a thing with Neville Gray?
Well, I might have considered it a few years ago, dear, when it was Neville Gray, but now it's just the portrait, but totally out of the question. I mean, the poor dear is easily excitable, and you know, and he has this dicky heart he's had for ages. Drinks like a fish, mind you. Typically Australian. Doctor says he has to have a pacemaker, but let's be frank. The way he knocks it back, he leads six. Anyway, I must admit something. I'm much too mature. He's always had a tendency, you know, to go for younger women.
Something like me, hmm?
Well, something close to it, shall we say. But, you know, he's much too fragile at present. You know, one look at you in that outfit and his ticker starts sounding like the count on a transatlantic phone call. Ticker, 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 tick, and then, you know, he's back to square one. I mean, if you're looking for a good man in your age group, why not Howard Shannon? You know, short, single and sporty?
You know, I think you may have something there. I think we may have found a
really?
Catch. Nice, nice, milky white teeth. Teeth are very important because you can always check their age that way, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's got balls, very big balls, I know, because I got to kick one. And I don't even want to talk about his bat. You may, but you know my luck. We never even got to first base.
What was the disadvantage?
No fig leaf.
Oh, what to expect? He's English, darling. You know, my fourth husband was English, and I still haven't recovered from the trauma.
You've had four husbands?
Well, six, actually. You know, because I belong to the Liz Taylor Zaza Gabor generation. And our motto is never sleep with a man till you've married him. And Rodney, well, that was the Englishman. Well, I must tell you, he was an utter, utter disaster.
Now, you must tell me about this. But right now, Sugar, you're going to have to excuse me because, you know, I have to make a little trip to the powder room.
Now, in the middle of the show? Didn't you go before? No, this is absolutely insufferable. You're going to leave me, and suddenly she wants to go to the lavatory.
The powder room.
Oh, darling, you Americans are just insufferable. Here in Europe, we call it a lavatory or a toilet. What is there to powder in the powder room? But I suppose if you must, hurry back and I'll talk to this divine man. Go, 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 go. You know, yes. And be careful with the tights, you know. The studs might rust. I've got this man on the phone here who lives in Montreal, Canada. He wrote me an awfully long letter with a classical fantasy. His name is William Westenhaven, and he works with the radio station known as CKUT-FM. What exactly is that, Willie?